So it is the final look at sports this morning, and the schedule has been confirmed for the ICC Women's World Cup in India and Sri Lanka. The tournaments will be open in Bengaluru on the 30th of September, with India facing Sri Lanka. The women Proteas kick off their campaign on October 3 against England, big match against India on the 9th of October, and a potential semi-final decider against Pakistan on the 21st. The final is on November the 2nd. Now, Carlos Alcaraz, he returns to court for the first time since his French Open win when he plays at Queen's this afternoon. He kicks off his cross-court season against Alejandro Davidovich for Kina. Alcaraz beating Yannick Sinner in a thrilling final in Paris earlier this month, where he saved three championship points before going on to win. And he says it still hasn't sunk in.
I still don't believe that I come back from that moment. Sometimes it's difficult to realize that I'm in this position. I won the French Open.
Yeah, he did, and it will be interesting to see him on grass. He is, of course, the defending champion, Darren Moore.
Oh, I wouldn't know, but I can imagine.
Wimbledon,
so.
Yeah, he is the defending champion, so it's going to be very interesting for him. I don't know if he maybe gave too much at the French Open, but we'll see him at Queen's.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the warm-up to Wimbledon.
Wimbledon life.
At the Andy Murray Court.
Oh, is that what they're calling
yes,
it?
Yes, it's the Andy Murray Court.
Respect.
Better give him something. Mamelodi Sundowns begin their FIFA Club World Cup campaign tonight. Sundowns qualified for FIFA's lucrative new tournament on the back of their record over the last 4 years in African competitions. The Brazilians face Korean side Alsan HD in Orlando. The thoughts of Sundowns midfielder Jaden Adams.
I think they are a good team. They defend well, counter press, and a ball playing team also. And a lot of movements, a lot of experience in their team. And yeah, but it's going to be a nice challenge for us in the first week.
So that one kicking off at midnight tonight. And then finally, Banyana Banyana striker Jermaine Siposinwe has officially announced that she will retire from international football after the upcoming 2025 Women's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.